Remembering Thanksgiving by Ryan Duncan. Read by Sean McAvoy. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Thanksgiving has got to be one of the most underrated holidays in America. Once Halloween has finished and the jack-o'-lanterns are all put away, the Christmas frenzy takes over. Holiday specials start playing on TV. Stores decorate their aisle with snowflakes and mistletoe, and people take the chance to hang Christmas lights while there's no snow. It's not all that surprising, really. The Christmas spirit can be pretty infectious. It's also a lot harder to profit off a holiday that emphasizes thankfulness. I feel like this is how many people, even Christians, treat the idea of thankfulness in general. I don't know about you, but I'm much faster at coming up with a list of things I want for Christmas than a list of things I'm grateful for. It's also pretty easy for our prayers to become filled with phrases like, God, please give me, God, please help me, or God, I need. We get so tied up in what God can do for us, how Christ can impact our lives, that we forget how to be thankful for what we have. Luckily, God is good at reminding us what's important. A few months ago, I was leaving for work in the morning when I was greeted by my apartment's cleaning lady. Good morning, she said. How are you doing? I thought about the question for a second and, trying to sound funny, said, well, it's a Wednesday. Now, she said, it's a good day. Do you know why? Because you're walking and you're breathing. You can't really argue with that, can you? So, this Thanksgiving, amidst the mayhem of football games and turkey dinners, I encourage you to take a moment to pray and simply thank Christ for the things in your life. Whether it's for home, family, or a hot meal, remember to give thanks, for God is good. Intersecting faith and life. During this fall season, remember to give thanks for your blessings. And for further reading, check out Psalm 69, verse 30.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus, so ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.